something that flowers to come in would be a...
You talking about like the sack it used to come in or something?
Mm-hmm. What was that made out of?
It's made out of flower sack material.
Cloth?
Cloth, yeah.
What would you call something that beads used to come in? That rough brown material?
Like a croaker sack?
Uh-huh.
Toe sack?
Which?
We call it a croaker sack most of the time.
Do you ever hear gunny sack?
Yeah, I heard a gunny sack too.
Are those all the same?
All the same.
And nowadays, if you bought something at the store, they'd put it in a... you to carry it out in.
Paper bag.
What's the difference between a bag and a sack?
I don't reckon there's any difference at all.
Would you ever call that a paper sack?
Yeah, sack, bag, be the same thing.
And something that, say, back in the days, well, maybe if you may remember at the store, what pickles used to come in a big wooden thing.
Wooden barrels.
They have those in you? What would you call the things that run around the barrel to hold the wood in place? You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. But I can't think of the name of it.
What's the, there's a kind of a toy that came out.
A hoop.
Okay. Did you play with those?
Yeah, sure it is.
On a water barrel or a beer keg, the thing you turn to get the liquid out.
Spigot.
What would you call something like that out in your yard that you could hook the hose up to?
Faucet.
And at the sink?
Faucet.
And something that they make out of sugar cane.
Sugar?
Well, something sticky.
Molasses.
Huh?
Sugar, I mean syrup and molasses.
What's the difference?
I believe syrup's not as thick as molasses, I don't know.
The molasses?
It's heavier, thicker.
Do you ever hear them call long sweetening or short sweetening?
No.
Do you ever hear, well, if you wanted to buy some molasses, what would it, or syrup, what would it come in?
Jar.
Do you ever hear of a stand for molasses?
No.
And nowadays, if a light wasn't burning, an electric lamp wasn't burning, you'd screw in a new
light bulb.
And to carry clothes out to hang them on the line, you could carry them out in a clothes
basket.
And something that, if you wanted to carry some corn, if you wanted to take some corn to the mill to be ground, what would you call the amount that you'd take at one time?
I have no idea.
Do you ever hear the expression, a turn?
No.
Do you ever hear, like, take a turn of corn or have to do a turn of dishes? Mm. And if you went out and got as much wood as you could carry in both your arms, you'd say you had a
load.
Or an arm.
Arm full.
And on a wagon that didn't have a full load of wood, you'd say he just had a
half a load.
Did you ever hear of a jag of wood?
No.
And say if there was a log across the road, you'd say we tied a chain to it and we...
pull it out of the way.
Or using another word, we...
drag it.
Okay, so we tied a chain to it and we...
drag the log out of the road.
Okay, and you say that log's already been